It was 20 years ago today. Untold stories from the Youth Ministry Center. Today's episode, Impossible Forgiveness. There would soon be nothing to celebrate on Cinco de Mayo for the Aguirre family. It was in the year 2000, on the 5th of May, that a young man named Raul Aguirre died outside his high school. In an effort to break up a gang-related scuffle, Raul got caught in the mix, and a knife meant for another boy killed him instead. Raul was not a gang member. He was a student, a very decent and hard-working student. He was 17 years old. All this took place directly across the street from the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center in Glendale. Rival gangs made themselves known in the neighborhood, as well as on the school campuses. Gangs were defined mostly along ethnic lines. And here, the listener may finally understand why we refer to this place as the place that Armenian organizations had abandoned and forgotten. Our church and the Youth Ministry Center opened in the year 2003. And so I came to know Raul from the stories I heard about that day. When we arrived on the corner, there were still students who remembered the tragedy with vivid details. However, I have to mention that the full story of Raul I only discovered after meeting his mother, Leticia, a woman who was a living testimony to the power of compassion, love, and forgiveness. On that tragic day, Raul was late coming home from school. The phone rang and Leticia first received the news that her son had been hurt in a fight. Only 3 hours later, Raul died on the operating table at the hospital. Mrs. Aguirre recounted, "That moment was the most horrible in my life. I felt that I would die, but the worst is that I didn't die." During those early days at the Youth Ministry Center, the community was very much talking about this murder. The trial was underway. The minor tensions that existed between Armenian and Latino communities were even more pronounced by some of the students at the school. The boys who killed Raul were Armenian. Day after grueling day of testimony, Mrs. Aguirre attended the trial of her boys' killers. And then the unexpected happened. Yes, I'll admit it, unexpected even for me. "I wanted justice to be done," said Mrs. Aguirre. "In court, I saw the mothers of the gang members kissing crosses and praying to God to forgive their sons, and I thought how difficult this must be for God." And when Rafael Gevorkian, one of the three gang members being tried, begged for Mrs. Aguirre's forgiveness on the final day of his trial, she gave it to him. "I saw a boy, almost a child, in a situation so grave, asking for forgiveness. I felt huge compassion and huge tenderness." Mrs. Aguirre did the impossible. She forgave her son's killers. She lived Christ's command to forgive. She expressed the final definition of love. I was so moved by this story that I asked Mrs. Aguirre to come and share her story at the church. She accepted the invitation. She walked into the Armenian church, packed a standing room only, with Armenian mothers, fathers, and children. There was so much interest, we set up speakers outside of the building to handle the overflow crowd. She stood up and spoke. She told her story. Her words came out of her mouth in Spanish. A translator echoed the words in Armenian. The translator was unnecessary that evening. Everyone understood. Mrs. Aguirre was speaking the universal language, God's language of love. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. Forgiveness is supernatural. Forgiveness is going beyond the expected, and therefore the result is spectacular. Mrs. Aguirre's actions were supernatural. That is, they rose above the expected argument of hatred, and they acknowledged the power of love. We witnessed many miracles while on that corner, and perhaps this was the greatest. Armenian ears heard a story spoken in Spanish and understood in the language of love. This day, we learned that humans have the capacity to forgive, and in so doing, they reflect the divine. Join me tomorrow as we continue with the untold stories from the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center from 20 years ago today. A translation of Mrs. Aguirre's entire story is printed below.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.